IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We were talking a little bit earlier about Brian Molefe, and I told you News 24, leading with Life of Brian Molefe's fall from executive darling to courtroom number 9. And a really great headline coming out of News 24. But what is the situation with the Transnet executives? For anybody who doesn't know, let's get a little bit more information around it. Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to your listeners as well. All well in Cape Town today.
Brilliant.
No complaints about the weather.
So that's always a good
plenty
thing.
Plenty of complaints about the prosecution service.
Well, that's what we want to hear. First of all, why has this taken so long? And what is the story here?
Yes, look, the difficulty that we have in our criminal justice administration is that during the Jacob Zuma presidency, it was hollowed out and it became infested with what Hermione Cronier called saboteurs.
Mm.
These are people who were planted in the National Prosecuting Authority and indeed in the Hawks as well, to see to it that those who have participated in state capture can enjoy impunity forever. So dockets disappear, a great deal of falling around occurs, and no genuine progress is made on the task mm-hmm. of holding those who chose to loot the country to account for what they have done. Now, it's really titillating to see Brian Molefe standing as accused number 9 in the dock and crying that he can't raise 50,000 rand.
Yeah, he does a lot of that whole crying business, doesn't he?
No, he's good at crying.
Mm.
He also says that he's now a pensioner earning 12,000 rand a month.
Yes.
Which must be a hell of a come down for somebody who wants to drive into Eskom headquarters the wrong way round against the one-way sign and practice his putting on the carpet in his huge office.
Right.
I mean, it really is quite tragic, because he's not a fool, and he could, if he had not allowed himself to succumb to the temptations of corruption, he could have been Minister of Finance. He was actually deployed by the ANC to Parliament with a view to succeeding to that very important job. And, well, it didn't happen. And what we have now is a lot of mess that needs to be cleaned up. It won't be cleaned up while the NPA is constituted as it is now, and while it has to depend for its investigation on either this tiny little ID that can't even answer a letter, or on the Hawks, who are under the heel of a man called Beki Cele, who was found to be, listen to this carefully, dishonest and incompetent when his fitness for office as commissioner of police, not minister, was investigated by the Malloy Board of Inquiry. And he was actually fired by Jacob Zuma because he was an incompetent and dishonest commissioner of police. His reward? Minister of police. That's the kind of problem that we're sitting with, and we're not going to be able to overcome the consequences of state capture. We're not going to be able to rake back the loot of state capture unless and until there is radical reform of the criminal justice administration.
So is this a lack of intention, or is this inefficiency? In other words, we know that the NPA was hollowed out, and we know that it had to be completely rebuilt, that there's a lack of skills. And for a time, that is probably acceptable. But a couple of years on, are we still to buy that as being just part of the rebuild? Or is there something nefarious involved? The same with Beki Cele. Why is it that he's still in office? He's embarrassing. He's embarrassing to the position. A couple of weeks ago, we had the incident where he lost his cool completely. It was shameful. It was absolutely shameful. Everybody called for his head, but yet he still remains in the position.
That's politics, and the cabinet serves at the pleasure of the president. And the president wants Becky Cheney at his cabinet because Becky Cheney commands battalions of cadres in the ANC of KwaZulu-Natal.
Is that what that's about? Okay.
That's what that's about.
But you know, that's an answer. But it is an answer.
But that's not an answer to the institutional problems we've got.
No.
You cannot fix what is unfixable. You cannot pretend that there are not saboteurs in the NBA. You cannot pretend that Shamila Batoi can actually recruit people who are up to the task of taking on grizzled old senior counsel who will be engaged by the corrupt to defend them, and to defend them to the nth degree if they ever get genuinely charged. What happened in court yesterday is a very good example of just why we cannot rely on the hawks on the NPA to do this kind of work. First of all, the investigation is not complete. The counsel tried to get an indication from the prosecutor that the investigation is complete. It's not. They say, no, it's not complete. Then there's not a charge sheet that has been put together setting out why these gentlemen are all standing in the dock. And the prosecutor tells the court, we're still trying to make up our minds as to whether we're going to join one or two more accused in this case.
Hmm.
You know what that's called in your mother's kitchen? It's called half-baked. And it's not an advert for an efficient and effective anti-corruption machine that is getting on top of those who have been participants in the state chapter.
So why would they have arrested them now? It's taken years.
They did it because of political pressure, mm-hmm. and because you and I are having discussions of this kind all the time, and putting public pressure, never mind political pressure from the politicians. It's public pressure that they are bowing to. We are going to do some. You're going to see some big shots in court. Well, the way that this thing is heading at the moment, they're not going to be able to get the Guptas to come and stand in the dock with them, because the Guptas will fight their extradition.
Of course.
For years.
Of course.
And they're going to have to say, I'm sorry, we're not ready. And then the defense will say, justice delayed is justice denied. Mm. We want this matter struck off the roll. And it will be struck off the roll because they haven't got a completed charge sheet, because they haven't completed their investigation, and because they haven't made up their minds about whether to join or not to join additional accused in the matter. And the whole process will be seen for what it is, which is basically a public relations exercise in order to shut people like you and me up for complaining about the lack of of go forward in the Criminal Justice Administration in South Africa.
Surely by now, around Brian Molefe, around Transnet, which has been a relatively simple case in many ways, surely by now there's enough evidence to pursue this properly.
Yeah, there is, but there's no will and there's no skill in the Criminal Justice Administration to do that simple thing.
What about
proved it in court yesterday.
And what about employing the private sector? We've seen it in medicine, we've seen it education, in all areas of South African life. The minute the private sector gets involved, things change. Can the NPA not outsource some of these skills?
Yes, it can. And look, when I was a junior many years ago, the prosecution service in the Western Cape had to attend to what were called circuit courts in outlying areas. So there was a circuit court for Beaufort West and for George and so on.
Mm.
And there weren't enough prosecutors to continue the work in the High Court in Cape Town. And they would simply brief a member of the bar to prosecute all of the cases on a particular circuit, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely no reason why private counsel cannot be used. We've offered that accountability now. We've offered the services of senior counsel to the National Prosecuting Authority to prosecute Jacob Zuma for what he did to the National Director of Public Prosecution when he bribed him to leave office. That was Mr. Mpasana. No reply, no answer, no comeback. Yeah, you write again and again and you get no reply. There is simply a lot of falling around going along, and they are not going to be able to recruit the kind of prosecutors, the kind of forensic experts, and the kind of investigators that are needed to get on top of serious corruption, because nobody with those skills wants to work for a Mickey Mouse outfit.
Absolutely. Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa.